Shnayis Shabbos Perik Yudches, Chapter 18, is learned Le'ilu Nishmas in memory of Sarer Elkem Bas Reb Shneir Zalman Menachem Mendel, who passed away in Achrin Shel Pesach. Heitov Shin Ayin. This Mishnayis is learned Le'ilu Nishmoso B'teich Shnas HaVeilus Tehei Nishmoso Tzrura B'Tzreir HaChayim. Mishnah Aleph. You're permitted to clean up even five or four or five, or even more than that, of boxes with straw and grain, or baskets with straw and grain. In order for guests, they should have place to sit on Shabbos. Or the students from the study hall should have place to sit, and they should not waste time from learning. But you're not allowed to clean out the entire straw up to the ground from the oitzer, from the storage place. So that you're not allowed to do. You're allowed to clean up truma, which is tahir, udemai, and such grain, which is a doubt whether you had given meiser or not. That's a suffix, trumas and meisers. So the reason why you can move them is because truma is permitted to be eaten to kohanim, and the mai is permitted to be eaten to poor people, because the chachamim were not geyser and allowed the poor people to eat the mai. Umayser ishin shnitla trumosi, and the first tithe that you have given, the trumas meiser, the separation of the meiser min a meiser that goes to the kohen. So even though you have not given yet truma gedoyla, you haven't given the first truma of it, that is, that the Levi took the meiser while the grain, the tavua, was still in its stalks. So they were not yet obligated in truma, so he took them and he gave meiser. He took them as meiser, and then he gave meiser and a meiser, but hadn't taken yet the truma. Or meiser sheni v'hegde shenivdu, or meiser sheni that he has to bring up to Yerushalayim, or hegdish, something was consecrated, and then you redeem them, the meiser sheni or the hegdish. And for a hegdish, you have to give, and for meiser sheni, you have to give the fifth. In addition to when you redeem it, in addition to the value, you have to give an extra fifth. Nevertheless, you're still permitted to carry in Shabbos for the guest or for the students. But termus hayovish, and dried out termus, also you're allowed to move for the guest or for the students. Because poor people eat it. But if you have grain that you had not separated truma from it, you cannot move it on Shabbos, even for guests or students. V'loy ma'aser rishon shelo nitlo trumosi, and ma'aser rishon, the first tithe that the Levi took while the grain was still in the stalks, and it wasn't chayv truma, but you did not take yet the trumas ma'aser, so you're not allowed to move that ma'aser rishon on Shabbos, even for guests. And if you have Meiser Sheni or Hegdish that have not been redeemed, you know, as the halacha requires, you cannot move them. And the luf is a type of a bean or a type of an onion. And not the mustard. Mustard and luf, you're not allowed to move on Shabbos. Rav Shimon Gamliel, mati beluf. Rav Shimon Gamliel, it permits carry luf mipnei shul michael arvim, because that is food for those who raise ravens on Erev, so they hold the luf, this particular food, for the arvim, for the ravens, for them to eat. Says the Bartanura, mifanim, you can move even four or five baskets, buckets of straw and of grain for the archim, and for not wasting time of learning. Says the Bartanura, im tzorich mefanim, im tzorich limekoimom, if you need the space where the straw and the grain is lying. So you need the space lahishusham archim, to set there down people, guests, to lahosim besuda, to lean for the meal, to coming to sit down for to eat for the meal, or talmidim lishmeya drasha, or students to listen to the drasha, to the speech. So then you're allowed to move it. V'davki l'dvar mitzvah shori, it's only for the purpose of a mitzvah, for guests or for students to learn. V'lechashina l'tircha b'Shabbos, and then we don't worry about the trouble that you're troubling yourself on Shabbos. So he says you can move even four or five. So Arba v'chomish says the Bartanur lav davki. It doesn't mean specifically four or five as a maximum. The boy, because if he wishes afilu tuvanami, he can even have more than four or five. He can still move it if it's for the purpose of guest or for the drasha, for a mitzvah. However, avoloya sa'itzer. What does it mean, not the oitzer? Kolaymer to say. Ubavachuli yigmar es oitzer kulik. Conditionally, that he should not complete the entire storage achiyagil lekarki isay until he reaches all the way to the ground. So that he shouldn't totally clean it out, that area, because then you might come to straighten out the holes, and then you would be chayiv for building, working, or for doing that jobs and Shabbos. Further, the Mishnah says, mefanim truma tahira, that a person is permitted to move even truma that is clean. So what's the chiddush over here? Even if it's a yid that is moving it, so truma isn't fit, the yid can't eat the truma, so maybe it's mokza. But nevertheless, he's still permitted to move it and to clean it up, since it is fit for a koyin, so the yid is also permitted to do it. Udmai, and then you have the mai, you can also move around the mai, even though the mai is a suffix. You're not sure whether it's been separated, the miser or not, because it's from Amoritz. And the halacha is that it's fit for the anim, kidetanan, like we learned in the Mishnah, says the Bartanura, machilin asanim demai, that poor people can eat the demai. The iboyi, so how does that help him? The iboyi, but how come he's allowed to move it when he's not poor? But the iboyi have a mafkilin chosi, if he wishes to, he could give up all of his assets, have oni, and then he would be poor, and that would be fitting for him. So now too, it's fit for him. The Batanur doesn't explain with regards to a koyin. He just says over there, since it's fit for a koyin, then it's okay. Over here, by the oni, he says because he can become an oni. So to look in the Gemara, what's the chiluk? O ma'ase rishin shenitlo trumasoi. And the first tithe whose truma has been taken. What that means is like this. The Maaser Rishon goes to the Levi. And Shenit Lamenu Trumas Maaser. So the truma has been taken, that is the separation from the tenth. Because the Torah requires the Levi to give from his tithe another tithe that goes away to the Kohen. But V'lenit Lamenu Truma Gedoyla. The first tithe, the Truma Gedoyla, has not yet been taken. Because usually the order is the owner of the grain, the Yisrael, who grows it for, gives first the Truma Gedoyla. He first gives it to the Kohen, and then he gives the Maaser to the Levi, and then the Levi gives a Maaser and a Maaser of the Truma to the Kohen again. But in this case, the Truma Gedoyla has not been separated yet. Kigoin. For example, Shehigdim ben Levi, that the ben Levi went quickly first, V'lokach ha-Maaser b'shibolim. He took the tithe while the grain was still in its stalk, it was still attached to the ground. Because the obligation of truma had not yet fallen upon this. For the grain is not obligated in taking off the first truma, the large truma, the first truma, until it's straightened out in the threshing ground and the heap over there where they collect all the grain. So it was no heap. This person who went first, the Levi, and he took the maaser while it was still in the stalks, he needs to only separate the truma maaser alone. Is permitted to eat it, although they had not separated from it the large truma, the truma gedoyla. Or we have the Maaser Sheni and the Hekdesh that were redeemed. That means Shapodo Isum Habayim, that the owners, the one who owned it, they redeemed them. and they paid the principal, but they lost the zachomish and they didn't give the fifth, the additional fifth. The shamina mahocha. So what we learn from here is shein beduyim, that it is redeemed and it's okay; they can eat it. Vachomish, the extra fifth that they still have to pay, have a malvika bebailim. It's only a loan by the owners; they owe the money, but the tvu is theirs. So that they can all move this because that's consumable. Avaloya satevel. But things that are tevel, tavloi, which means it has mixture of truma in it and it hasn't been separated. I feel tevel derabonon. Even if it is a tevel that is from the rabonon kigoyim. For example, hazirei ba'otzit sheinu nokuf. If one plants in a pot which has not have a hole, so that would not be chayif from the Torah in Trumas Umaisvis, but he would be chayif. And if he has a mixture of that, even though it's on Midrabonon, you can still not move it on Shabbos. It's not edible, Midrabonon. V'loyas Maiserishen, Shalainit lo Trumosi. And also, can't eat Maiserishen that its separation has not been given. So, which means the trumas meiser that the Levi has to give. Im he the ben Levi. If the ben Levi went quickly, v'lokcha meiser, and he took the tithes. We're correcting this with what the Baruch Tanur says here. If the ben Levi went quickly, v'lokcha meiser, and he takes the tithe achar shenis marchat v'bekri, after the tvuah has already been straightened out in the heap. In other words, when it's already been mechuyev now in truma ki koydem shifrishim and truma gedola, and they had not yet before they had a chance to separate truma gedola. The shifrishim and truma smaiser, and the Levi goes and gives the tithe of the tithes, meaning the truma smaiser gives, but the shifrish truma gedola, but he didn't give the truma gedola since it was already chayiv zehu maiser ishul and ita truma say homorkan. This is the meaning of the Maiser Rishen whose Truma has not been taken, because the Levi has taken it before he can give it already the Truma, and the Truma is Remechuyiv. Shekiv on Shenismar Chabikri, since it was already straightened out in the heap, in the grain, Vinischaiva Betruma, and it was already obligated to give it Truma. Kshlakeich HaMaiser Rishen, when he takes the first tithe, Apo Pishem Mafrish Man Truma's Maiser, although he separates the Trumas Maiser, the tenth of the tenth, meaning for the Kohen from the Levi's portion, because Manshali Yifrish Mena Truma Gedoilo, as long as he did not separate from Truma Gedoilo, Tevel Havi, that it's still Tevel, it's a mixture of Truma with the grain, but also the Tadli B'Shabbos, you cannot move in Shabbos, meaning it has not been yet separated fully, it's Tevel. Lo Yes Maiser, I said not because Truma is mixed in there, but there hasn't been separated the Truma, it remains Tevel before you separate the Truma Gedoilo, because it was mechuyiv in Truma Gedoyla and the Levi just took it. So he has to give the Trumas Meiser anyways, like usual, but he also has to give the Truma Gedoyla too, because that has not been yet taken and it was already obligated. And not Meiser Vehegdesh that haven't been redeemed. So we're not talking totally not Nivdu, then it's not a Chiddush, but we're talking about they were Nivdu, aval Nivdu Kalocha. They weren't properly redeemed. Kigon shepoder meiser sheni al gurtoy shel kesef, like if he redeemed the second meiser on gurtoys of silver, pieces of silver, but ve'ein meiser sheni nivda, but meiser sheni cannot be redeemed. Ela b'mos sheyesh lam tzura, needs to have money that has a shape of them. The ksiv, it says in the Devarim Yudal, b'tzarta kesef b'yidecha, it must have a tzura. So that would be a no good redemption. Hegdash ein nivda bekarka. Let's say you cannot redeem hegdash by giving property instead. That he should give the value on that day. So it has to be venosan dovar anit miyad liyad, something that can be given from hand to hand. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, we learned. So first it says in the Tanakhama that lo yasaluf lo yasachardl, that you cannot move the luf and the chardl. Luf, what is this luf? Says the Bartanura that luf is a min kitnis, it's a kind of a bin shein roi chai, afilu behema. While it's raw, it's not fit even for an animal. The Rambam Pirish, the Rambam explains min abitzolim, is a type of an onion. And then we learned the other opinion is that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that it's permissible to move the luf because it's fit la'irvim. Kegoin ashirim, that's for example, rich people, shemagadlin irvim the gedula, they raise these ravens as a sign of greatness. Ve'in halachik Rav Shimon Gamliel, halach is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and you're not allowed to move this luf. Mishnah base, chavilei kash, bundles of straw, chavilei eitzim, and bundles of wood, chavilei zardim, and bundles of young twigs, imis kinel amaychel behema, if he prepared them to give them to eat for the animal, metalta noisim, then you can move them on Shabbos. Vim labi metalta noisim, if it's not for fit for the consumption of the animal, then you're not allowed to move on Shabbos. Koifin es hasal lifnei ha'orchim, you can bend the basket for young chickens, they should be able to climb up and down from the basket. A chicken who has run away from the house, you can push it with the hands until you push it into the house. Calves and young donkeys that ran away into the street, you can help them to jump back into the house. Isha medadez beno, a woman can push her child by his hand and help him walk in the street. And the public here made Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Imosai, when are you allowed to be zman shunayt l'achas u'maneich achas, that the child can already go a little bit by himself, he can raise one foot and put the other foot down. Avadim ha'yogayir also, but if he cannot raise his feet yet, but he drags, then his mother is actually carrying him while she is lifting him. So that kind of way you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Says the Bar Tanur, chavilei kash, the bundle, chavilei zagudis, those are bundles, bundles of straw, bundles of wood, and also chavilei zardim. Zardim, says Bar Tanur, anfei ha'ilon lachim, those are moist branches of the tree, is that you give them to eat as a feed for the animals. And also that you can bend the basket in front of the birds. And that's not considered that he is ruining a vessel from its preparation by designating for the birds. That's not the case. Because the birds don't stay on it, they just go up on it. And one who holds that a vessel cannot be moved only if it's moved for the purpose of something else that allowed to be moved. So just like the chicken is not allowed to be moved on Shabbos, so the vessel should not be allowed to be moved in order to help the object or the item or the chicken that is not permitted to be moved on Shabbos. But they will muki masnis, and they will interpret this Mishnah but tzorech l'mekayim shel keli, that he's allowed to use this bucket is because he's moving the keli because he needs the space of the keli. While you're moving it because you need the space of the keli, you're putting it underneath in such a way that the chickens can use this to go up and down. What happens if the tarnagol shebarcha, if it runs away min habayis, from the house? So then he says, "Toichin oisa, you can push it with your dime in the hands till you get it into the house. Achet tekonis, until it enters the house." So the batanura v'davke toichin, it's only you're allowed to push it. Avaloi medadin, but you cannot actually drag it. The fish tanegelis magbes atzma min ha'oretz, because it raises itself from the ground. Then it turns out that he will be carrying it. Avozim v'shar oifes medadin, but the avozim and the other one, you could be medadin because they don't they don't get up from the ground. So then he's not going to be carrying. Medadin agolim. What is medadin agolim means? You can be medadin oiches b'tzavorei u'b'tzdadov. That means you hold in the neck and in the side. Goyderei, he drags him, umasiyei, and he pushes him, umananei le'raglov, and he moves his feet. So you are making them go. So this was understood before also, the medadin by the chicken, it doesn't, you actually raise it, but the other ones, they are stepping on themselves. Veisha medadis benoy, and a woman can be medada her son. That means she holds in his hands from the back, and he moves his feet and he goes. You're not allowed to take out the calf from an animal in yomtiv, but you're allowed to hold the calf so it shouldn't fall down on the ground. You're permitted to take the child, the baby, out of a of the mother's womb, give birth in Shabbos. You can call a midwife from place to place. Where she is, even if it's more than a tchum Shabbos, mechal nolas of Shabbos, when a woman gives birth, you can desecrate the Shabbos for her. Koshinas atabur, you can tie up the nipple of the baby on Shabbos. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael says avchaytchin, you can also cut off the umbilical cord. The cholter chemilas in Shabbos, and all necessary things that you need to do to circumcise the child, you can do that on Shabbos. Says the Bar Tanura, I ein miyaldin ein. You don't give a moshchan of vlad in the rechiv. You're not allowed to pull the baby out of the womb of the animal from yontif. Yontif katircha yisera, because that's a great trouble. So even on yontif, he's talking about. Of course, kibbutz Shabbos, but abba mesadin. But you can hold the baby that it shouldn't. You hold him that it shouldn't fall. Lord, it's chachoma. You can call for a woman when you give birth. You can call me a ledes bikiya, an expert midwife. Mokum lo mokum, from place to place. Ve'in choishish, we don't worry this or tchumim for the prohibition of going outside the tchum. Machal on le'as haShabbos, and you can desecrate for her the Shabbos for the birth. Mishoshi yosheves al midbar, from the time she sits down on the mishbar, place where she, the birthing stool. Maschal adam li yosheves, and the blood begins to pour. Ad kol gimel yomim, achar she yield, up till 3 days after she gives birth. Bein omrat tzrichani, bein lo yomrat tzrichani, whether she says I need to or she doesn't say I need to, mechalun, we desecrate the Shabbos for her. Megimel v'ad zayin, from 3 days up to 7, omrat tzrichani, if she says I need to, mechalun, we desecrate. Lo yomrat tzrichani, if she doesn't say I need, ein mechalun, we don't desecrate. Meshiva v'ad shloishim, from 7 to 30 days, afilo omrat tzrichani, even if she says I need to, ein mechalun, we don't desecrate. Avaloisim tzrochea, David gilulim, we do her needs through an anjum, ipnei she gichela, shem besakona, she's treated like a sick person, doesn't have danger. And a matter which doesn't have danger, we do the needs through a non-Jew. You tie the belly button shell vlad of the baby, which is long. If you don't tie it and you wrap it, his intestines will come out. But according to the Tanakama, we're not allowed to cut it off on the Shabbos. But Rabbi Yisrael holds you can even cut the halachic Rabbi Yisrael shechet chenayisav, that you can cut it. When you clean it off, and nayisav of a kadam or kiyetzbev, you put the dust of the blood to avak hadas, the dust of the hadas of the myrtle to protect, to kiyetzbev and similar whatever is needed for the medicine. The chol tzarech hamila yisav b'shabbos, and all the needs of the mila done b'shabbos will come and be the chpirka, and later on in the next chapter, mefarish the tzarech hamila ma'ahu, he will explain what are the needs for circumcisions, what they are, ma'nihu. This completes the 18th chapter of Masechta Shabbos.
ויסדור ויסלם ויסלול שמי דקוצ'ו בריחו יהיה לו מקבר חוסו וישירו סטוש וחוסו מנחם עוסו תמירם ואומבים רועמי על ישראל ועל רבונן ועל תמידים ועל כל תמידי סמדים ועל כל מנדאוסקים בירייסו דיבי עשרו עדים גיבו כל עשר ועשר יהיה לו ולכוין שלום רב אחינו וחיז לברחמין וחיין הדיכים ובן רביחו ולכונם מקודם אבוין דיבי שמיו דיבר רועמי יהיה שלום רב ומין שמיו וחיים טובים עלינו וכל ישראל ורועמי ויצא שלום עם רעמו ויעשה שלום עלינו והכל ישראל עם רועמי הילו אדוני כתוב שמי אמר חומרת מצרים, מה כפיך ומלא יואש יום בכוח ולא יואש יום שם לא לאהוב ואני בחז לחוב אותך תהיו גילים שעושה חושי לדינוי כי תאמר לו לא נדמוי שיר חנוך זה בית לא ולגיום בדינוי ולרצון ושמחתי ולי דינוי לא שיבעתי אליך בתית פעיני הדינוי אלי סמי שאומר שחיסון לא דבר סם אדני חסיד אבוי ולזכר קודשי כרגע ביחד חיים יצייני נר ביולדים בערך ולבי קרין אבל אני אמר את משאל בלבד לא יוי אמר אני בצייני חמד גדול הרי ליוי תאר בבנך יסי ניבול ידלך אדני יקרו ולאדני יסחנו מה בעצה בדום ולבי שרשך ידי יפוח ולבי נחתך בשבוע אדני וכונני אדני יאי זרי הפך דומיס כנמוד לבי תאר כתק ותעזיר שתו כל המים ולך כל ידי די אדני ילהי ליאי גם יזכר אדני מלך מלך אדני 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 מלך כל הארץ ויהי מוי אדני יחוב ושמו יחוב ושאין אדני מלך 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 ארץ נוס ניבולה ימרחן ידעים ונכן הניבי רואי סי קולאב סי עורף ושם יחו חום שבריחו שבר יחד הושם יחי לוקי יחוד עשום שם כה ישראל ברוך שאמר אוי אוי ברוך הוא ברוך הנו נעיסה ברוך יוזר מחיים ברוך יוסף רשת ברוך מרח מלורד ברוך מרח מלדריז ברוך שם סוכן דמדירי ברוך חי לעזו חיים לנצה ברוך פי דמצה ברוך שמוי ברוך עתו עדינוי אליהינו מלך הילום הילום הרחם עולם הולו ופעמי משובח ומפייר ושאין חסיד ועבודו ובשירי דוד עבדך נעלו חד מאלהים ושלוח איזו מירס נחדל חון שבי חנון ערכו ונעם ליחיך ונעז כרשים חמר כן אליהינו יוח איתך ילום מלך משובח ומפייר עדי עד שמי הגודל ברוך אתו עדינוי Melech Mevulol, Batish Bachor, Mitzumiz, Mein Lusei, Dori, Lain Nekorot. If you are in the same place, 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 you are in the Hey, do lay Barhushmai, say Madino Lelum Hazde. A day of a day, the Munasa, you wait, that may lay long. Yes, Mahadirin Master, you shame Madino Lelum, now to Madame Lelum, this Rakshan Shay. No, all shame Madino, I'll come by Madame with a mission for Lelum. Let's see what we did at Nevertime and Kiss him, a host of a shallow. Yes, for Hashem, I saw the Lord, you will go to the Malachan, 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 Hey, he makes them like a whole body, a thousand million soccer. Sounds of the very time, but Marshall is deeper, the deeper day. Kilmaray is similar, Yamit, you walk out of the city, you have to walk out of the yard. Some of the people who have to walk out of the other day. You will watch every look, come on, say, I may see a man in the ring. Actually, you should have a reason to tell us, I should make a whole people with Dr. Lim, I know, but also should come. Hey, Lombard, the whole you never have a problem. Yay, Lombard, go to the new Mulam, you lost the egg, take a bit of Asara. Saka Yagido, a dark with the death of people, Sara Sikh, and every medical native. Book the Lord's Khoas, Afra, Nazaka, and our two Koyamis, Kosarin, and Rahamako Master, you do have no commander, Kamakatina Ruka. You very Malkusko, you made a gross of it like you are in the prison. So very that our Malkus, the Malkus, Kamakus, the Lomi. Om hem zal te geloven golden voor de volgende keer. Ja, toen is er langs de Colombie, toen hebben we gezegd.